And before we go, some final thoughts on our main story today. Earlier this afternoon, friends and family members gathered on the campus at Virginia Tech to remember the victims of yesterday's shooting. 32 people were killed, another including the shooter. We heard a bit of President Bush's remarks earlier this hour, and the program ended on a powerful note with a short speech by poet Nikki Giovanni. She's a distinguished professor of writing and literature at Virginia Tech, where she's taught since 1987. She promised Virginia Tech will prevail.
We are Virginia Tech. We are sad today, and we will be sad for quite a while. We are not moving on. We are embracing our mourning. We are Virginia Tech. We are strong enough to stand tall, tearlessly. We are brave enough to bend to cry, and sad enough to know we must laugh again. We are Virginia Tech. We do not understand this tragedy. We know we did nothing to deserve it, but neither does a child in Africa dying of AIDS, neither do the invisible children walking the night away to avoid being captured by a rogue army, neither does the baby elephant watching his community be devastated for ivory, neither does the Mexican child looking for fresh water, neither does the Appalachian infant killed in the middle of the night in his crib in the home his father built with his own hands being run over by a boulder because the land was destabilized. No one deserves a tragedy. We are Virginia Tech. The Hokie Nation embraces our own and reaches out with open heart and hands to those who offer their hearts and minds. We are strong and brave and innocent and unafraid. We are better than we think and not quite what we want to be. We are alive to the imagination and the possibility. We will continue to invent the future through our blood and tears, through all this sadness. We are the Hokies. We will prevail. We will prevail. We will prevail. We are Virginia Tech.
This is Talk of the Nation. Stay tuned to NPR News for the latest on the investigation into the shootings at Virginia Tech. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.